Mr. Time to pay the bill. About the first of the month to say the bill is
due.
Did you ever belong to any clubs or anything like that?
Did I ever belong to a club?
Yeah, tell me what you... I mean, you had to pay what? What would you have to pay every month when you belonged to those things?
I belong to the Violet the City Club.
Yeah. I saw that over there. That's a nice looking place.
You saw that place?
Yeah.
Dad's the president.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Junior's president right now. That's the second time.
He was king.
He was king. Who was that?
Mama was queen.
My wife was queen last year.
Let's see. And you got to pay what?
First year we... We had dues, every year we got dues to pay. First year we started, I believe it was $3. Then we went up to $5, $6. Then we got back down to $5. I'm a chartered member in that. I don't have to pay no more.
Mr. Long time ago, when you bought something or paid your bill on time, a storekeeper would give something to say somebody and say it was for what?
Land yet?
Yeah. Back in the Depression, what was it like? Money was, you say money was...
Like gold.
A dollar bill was...
A dollar bill.
About hen's teeth, you say? A dollar bill and hen's teeth were mighty...
Oh, I don't know.
Just about as well. You say money.
Was it worth a whole lot or something like that?
Well, you couldn't get any money during the Depression, right?
Right. It was rough then.
They say money was what? Was
scarce.
And you couldn't.
We had a depression on, no work, nothing. I rode a wheelbarrow with dirt, $2 a day, for 3 weeks. I worked on the WPA for $1.25 a day, mm-hmm. And all that kind of stuff. And you asked me what club I belong to and all that. I stayed in the Knight of Columbus for years. That's the biggest organization they got.
Yeah.
They own the Yankee Stadium right now, you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they bought it not too long ago.
That's a bad deal.
I don't know. It all depends who runs it. They might take it and make money out of it, whether others couldn't.
Yeah.
Oh, they got money at KCBO. Ooh, man.
When you admire something but you don't have enough pay for money to pay for it, you say, I like it, but it
costs too much, or can't afford it.
Yeah. When you were a kid, were there places around here where you could go and go to the water a lot?
Not at the end of the bayou. We live at the end of the bayou.
You were young when you learned to
go to the water? I was around 12, or something like that, when I started swimming. We used to go in the water every now and then. And I had a cousin who used to drag me out. He was a little bit older than I was. And he used to drag me out in deep water and just sit underneath of me. I'd go down and come back up. Swim! Swim! Boy, and I'd be choking.
So you...
Until I finally learned how to swim. Me and him had a battle on the shore one time. I started getting pretty big, you know, and I was kind of big for my age. When I was young, and he was kind of small, and boy, he tried to drag me in that water, and boy, we had it out right there on the edge of that bay.
When he said swim,